The Man Who Escaped, Episode 15.
While they were driving to Chicago, Fletcher told Marilyn that John Kincaid lied at the trial and that the real spies were Kincaid and a man named Hooper. Rossi's chief, Howard Becker, has told Rossi to go to Chicago to find Kincaid.
In a hotel room in Chicago, Fletcher walked back and forth nervously. Marilyn had gone out shopping. He tried to sleep, but he couldn't. He had a lot on his mind. It was after dark when Marilyn came back. She was carrying two large shopping bags.
Where have you been? You've been gone for hours,
he said.
Yes, I've been busy. Here, try these things on,
she answered. She opened the bags quickly and gave him a suit, shoes, and a shirt and tie. There was also an expensive-looking coat with a fur collar. Fletcher put on the clothes unwillingly.
I'll have to change my appearance more than this,
he said.
Of course you will,
she answered.
And I've got just the things you'll need.
First, Marilyn dyed Fletcher's hair gray. Then she used some stage makeup to give him a much older face. She led him to a full-length mirror. Fletcher was surprised when he saw himself. An old man stared back at him in the mirror. His gray hair and expensive coat gave him a distinguished look.
And now,
said Marilyn,
you'll have to do more than just look like an old man. You'll have to walk, talk, and act like one, too.
And she taught him exactly what to do.
You learn fast. We can go to the Ringside Club now,
she said finally.
What do you mean, we? You can't come with me. It might be dangerous,
he said. Marilyn was already putting on her coat. Her answer was simple.
If you want my help, you'll have to take me with you. Besides, things are just beginning to get interesting. Let's go.
Rossi spent the day in Chicago collecting information about John Kincaid. He got an old picture of him from the newspaper files, his license number and type of car, and finally his home and work addresses. He also learned that John Kincaid often went to the Ringside Club. Rossi looked for Kincaid at his store and at home, but he didn't find him. It was 9 o'clock. He decided to go to the Ringside Club and see if Kincaid was there.